Hello out there in the land of drumming. This is Jeff Indyke, and this is a special web presentation. Special thanks to Danny Britt for having me up here. And it's basically, interesting enough, not only are I dedicated to write to Danny's work, but it's also, too, a tremendous influence of the kind of thing that Danny does. And I'm kind of almost creating sort of a sub-reaction to a couple of things that are on my mind. Now, first off, the real cool thing about what I'm doing today is this is basically built off of the third television show of season 3, the Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show, airing on Public Access. And you guys could get all the details, by giving me a call at 516-263-9782. You primarily have to be in New York, to catch this. It's actually on Long Island. And I'm doing a little bit of sticking type of a jargon. One of the things that I love about Danny's work is Danny is one of them sticky masters. And Idea 20 from the television show today kind of talked a little bit about some of the kind of stickings that Danny does during some of his 60-second lessons. So it has that kind of feel. This isn't a sub-reaction, but this is kind of a little bit in that ballpark. Talk a little bit about this. Now, this sticking is really, really quite remarkable. I'm going to kind of break this up, and I'm going to give you guys a couple of sections to this. The sticking is basically influences the rhythm. So the sticking is basically right, left, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, right. Now, I don't know if you notice the inverted double inside of there. Right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right. Now, once I get this happening with the bass drum under it, a really, really great groove. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the sophistication of this idea, because me and Danny, we're always talking about the stick and drill book. If you analyze the stickings in here, right, left, left, right, that's basically the first inversion of the paradiddle. In the stick and drill book, it's right, left, left, right, left, right, right, left. But here, we're piecing right, left, left, right. The second beat is left, right, left, right, which is basically kind of like a backwards single. So we have right, the third and fourth beat are the most important, are the inverted double. And that's basically right, left, left, right, left, left, right. If you analyze the inverted double, the inverted double is interesting because Danny Serpin used to like to do a lot of these kind of more fragmenting it. So all in all, we have basically three separate entities here. Now back to the rhythm, I really had a gasp with this thing because I kind of thought of the idea, first off, I fragmented it. For those of you guys that have caught up with a lot of my workings, I'm kind of going in and out. The thing that I want you guys to do is I want you guys to sort of imagine yourself thinking in different drummer styles. So for example, you wanted to kind of think more like Steve Gadd there. A little bit of a lagging sort of an ending to that. Now, I want to show you something that's kind of a little bit more like maybe Greg Bissonette. I'm really brainstorming on the idea. Now, Bissonette, the right, he's, this was kind of sort of my take around on something that I picked up many moons ago. It's an attack, basically, around the DAW 3. Once you hear it, now I'm stopping it there. That's kind of like an interesting thing, right, when you just isolate it. Almost kind of sort of like an anticipation, and you'll notice right that then I start kind of playing it right like Bonham. Now what I want to do is I want to give you guys like a little part two. The part two is basically right the inverted double, and how the inverted double tends right to kind of crash before the one. Now I'm going to take right the second part, and I'm going to actually first off right play it at the end of the sequence. Right, that I kind of had fun with, and I've done this around in other places. I think around I should give it to you guys here. Is this, if we take the idea as a one and two, I think right, this is what I'm gonna finish with today, which is really, really cool. It's one extra tone. Fragment the right that I talked about right during the show today, which is really, really cool. I'm gonna isolate it for you, and I'm actually gonna finish with this for today. Interesting. Well, I'll tell you, right, for those of you guys right there in New York, if you guys give me a call, right, I can actually tell you the show's schedules. The show's basically, right, for season three is basically airing in Nassau County on Sundays at 8 p.m. That's the Woodbury system. Very, very excited. That's season three. And for those of you guys that are way out in Suffolk in the Hot Box system, season one is basically airing on Sunday night at 7. And both schedules go from October all the way around until the following March. So there's 26 shows around on both, and hopefully you guys will catch that. And Danny, thank you very much for your invitation to play this. I'll look for you guys right out there in another segment. Thanks.